Up next, an interview with Melech Sheket of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv. I first became acquainted with Melech last spring via a YouTube video on the YouTube channel. Melech was speaking at a symposium on Ukrainian-Jewish relations organized by Member of Parliament Boris Rzhinovsky. All the speakers at that symposium were impressive, but Melech spoke right to my heart. He expressed so beautifully my own feelings about the need, the desperate need, for more open and cordial dialogue between the Jewish and Ukrainian peoples. Melech very kindly agreed to speak with me via Skype earlier last month from his home in Lviv. Now, Melech, you're the executive director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, which was established in 2005.
Yes, I have actually several hats on my head.
Uh-huh.
I'm running the Center for the Jewish Studies, scientific research, and also human rights. This organization is multiple, dedicated to any people who is oppressed politically, and also Jewish revival. And then also to raise the Half Synagogue.
Wow. You have a lot on your plate right now.
Right. We had to do this because we wanted to be exact to the requirements of the Ukrainian rule of law. And we don't have it like solid rule of law which could allow us to have one organization for everything. So that's why we did what we did.
Ah, I see. So you've got these different organizations, and the one of particular interest that we want to talk about tonight is the Jewish Heritage Center and your work there. You have a wonderful website there. What is the work that you're doing entail with the Heritage Center?
The Heritage Center is one of the most important lines of our activities, because we are part of the Ukrainian culture heritage, and we are very dedicated to preserve this, as the Jewish people of Ukraine has a very big history, which is respected all over the world. And the Jewish people is very much connected to the Ukrainian land, as we have many, many famous Jewish philosophers, Jewish rabbis who are resting in this land, who originated incredible Jewish streams of the Jewish philosophy and education, many other links to the humanity, which we're very proud of this. Mm-hmm. If you travel around the Jewish neighborhoods in the world, like in New York or in London, you could find a lot of synagogues which have names of the cities and towns of Ukraine with respect to the greatest communities which used to live there before the Holocaust.
And you'll be hopefully in the future giving us more information about some of these people and their contributions.
Yeah, as I spoke to a rabbi from New York, we're preparing a special candle lighting ceremony in Lviv, where it's going to be, please God, in the beginning of August. He told me, Melech, you have to understand, and please tell to the mayor of Lviv, that this is the most sacred cemetery in Lviv. It is second sacred cemetery in the world for the Jewish people, because we have top Jewish philosophers who is resting there, and we are very much connected to this land, and we are very much proud that we would be able to provide a candle lighting ceremony in Lviv after 70 years of totalitarian systems which ruled this land before.
And when will this be taking place, Melech?
It's going to take place in the Krakivsky Market, Krakivsky Cemetery, which is located between the Kliparov Street and Rapoport Street and Meisel Street and Bazarna Street.
And what day is this and what time?
It's going to be on August the 4th at 10 in the morning. And many top people from all over the world is going to come. Also, authorities, also representatives from many foreign embassies.
Oh, wow. And it's open to the public?
Yes, it's going to be open to the public. And it's our proud to invite these people. We're going to invite many people. We're just waiting of the final permission from the city hall of Lviv, from the mayor. And it will take some few days probably because he was on holidays. He just returned back to his office.
And so the candle lighting ceremony then is to commemorate...
Candle lighting ceremony is dedicated to commemorate the memory of Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein, and we call him Yeshua's Yaakov. And he was one of the most well-known authors in the Jewish world. There is no Jewish family in the world which doesn't have his work about this, about the Jewish topics and Jewish style of life. And actually, he was the grandfather of another Orenstein who used to live in Kalamaya, and he was the first to start to print Ukrainian books in Kalamaya. We call it Kalamaya also, Kalamaya better sounds today. And we have even a type machine from that history. Understand the Jewish printing factory was the first to print Ukrainian books in Galicia.
Wow, what year was that?
Oh, it was 200 years ago plus.
200 years, that's a long time. There is a lot of common history between Ukrainians and Jews.
Certainly, yes. And the Jewish heritage is not only the Jewish interest, but I want to show that such a long history wouldn't happen if it wouldn't be tolerance between Jewish people and Ukrainians. Even we had bloody periods of history, which actually happened because of the third forces when the blood was spilled. Mm-hmm. But most, the biggest part of the history were periods when Jewish people and Ukrainian people used to live side by side in harmony. And even now, as I'm involved in finding locations of the grave sites of the most famous Jewish people, we now have a big pilgrimage to Ukraine by the religious Jews, which travel to Ukraine frequently to pray on the graves of their grandfathers or those who started the powerful Jewish philosophical streams. They come and they pray. They have a lot of, we say, joy of being able to pray on these sites. Ukraine is very important, not only to the Ukrainian people, but also to the Jewish people. We have very, very important common history.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so in the coming weeks and months ahead, you're going to be giving us a little bit more detail about some of that common history, because a lot of it's not known to probably many Ukrainian people, certainly not the world at large. And I dare say perhaps not even that many Jewish people are aware of the deep historical roots.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But Ukraine is not prepared to accept big pilgrimage, because the Jewish people would like to have special places to rest with kitchen equipment and also enough kosher food. And we don't have enough kosher food in Ukraine. And also the hotels are too expensive sometimes. So the infrastructure must be rebuilt. But at the same time, we have a lot of problems with the preservation of the Jewish heritage, because in many municipalities, we still have a lot of former communists which resist this preservation. They don't see any interest in that. But regular people are very welcoming this very special work, and they greet us a lot of times with what we do, thank us. And that gives a lot of strength, of course, to move forward those many difficulties which we face. The rule of law in Ukraine is very well developed for the cultural heritage preservation. But there is also a big disconnection between the authorities and the regular people.
So it's the regular people that give you support and are interested in having these sites and the community itself, the Jewish community itself, rebuilt in Ukraine, but the resistance comes from the authorities.
Definitely, yes. Bureaucracy. Unfortunately. The bureaucracy, yes.
Right.
They violate the rule of law. And also, we cannot apply to the court because the court system is very much corrupted.
Yes. So how do you manage to get around all of that?
I definitely believe in a positive future, and I believe that the past, when it will be uncovered, it will heal the society, it will bring a lot of good. And I'm a strong believer in that. And that gives strength. And that's why I'm still doing this.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that information, those insights. And we're looking forward to hearing from you every other week now with various aspects of Jewish-Ukrainian life in Ukraine. Thank you, Melech.
Oh, thank you very much.
Shalom.
Thank you very much. Shalom. Shalom.
I was speaking with Melech Sheket, Executive Director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv. Melech will join us again in a couple of weeks, but in the meantime, for more information, visit the center's website, which is jewishheritage.org.ua.